Now, let's move on, verse 8 of chapter 1. For if these things be in you and abound. Now, these are things that are to be in you. You see, Peter's not talking about the externalities of religion. All the way through here, he is speaking of that which is inside the Christian. He's not speaking of rituals. He's not speaking of religion. He's not speaking of some liturgy that you go through. He's speaking of that which is in us. That's the reason he said that we've escaped the corruption of the world, because we are partaker of the divine nature. Now, that corruption is what's inside the human heart. Later on, he's going to talk about the unsaved, that is, the apostates, and they have escaped the pollutions of the world. That is, they go through a ceremony. They play church. They act religious. But the heart is not changed. Now, here, he comes right down to it and says, for if these things be in you, what things? Well, these things that he's mentioned up here, knowledge and faith and courage and self-control and patience and godliness and love of the brethren and kindness and love. All of these things are to be in you. Now he says not only in you, but abound. And here he starts in multiplying again, you see. He's great with mathematics, and abound. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, barren, of course, here has to do with what I call the fruit of the Spirit. The word actually means idle. You see, you just can't have the fruits of the Spirit by sitting on the sidelines. It is the work of the Spirit. You can't work them up yourself, but you can't sit on the sidelines. And therefore, you and I are to yield ourselves to Him today. We are to present ourselves definitely to Him today, and draw from the Lord Jesus Christ, for He's the vine, we are the branches, the fruit of the Spirit. Now, that has to do with these things that He's mentioned. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and self-control is in that list, you see. Now, He doesn't want us to be barren. We're to be fruit-bearing Christians. And then He mentions, nor unfruitful. Now, I think that that now has to do with that which is objective. Being barren has to do with that which is subjective, that which is internal. You sometimes meet Christians, and I'm sure you've had that experience, that they sounded very much like a tinkling bell and a sounding brass. They sound like hitting an empty barrel. Nothing in there. They're barren as far as the fruits of the Spirit are concerned. And fruitful means to be producing something. Does your life influence other people? Or, as I put it, are you getting out the Word of God today? Are you a partner with somebody today and getting out the Word? Standing with those that are getting the Word out. Don't be unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, all of this rests upon the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we are coming to a section where he's going to say that we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but that we are following a more sure word of prophecy. That is, the Word of God is that which gives us a knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he's going to show that that's a good, solid, real foundation today, that it's not something that's hanging out in space. It's not Beulah land that is hanging out there in space somewhere and somehow. It's not that at all. It is actually that which is a solid foundation. And that is where we come to know Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, when the Spirit of God takes the things of Christ and show them unto us.